Welcome again to Save Your Money, Save Your Teeth, the go-to podcast where curiosity meets dentistry straight from the experts. It's Jan with you, and every week I'll be chatting with Dr. Clifford Yudelman. We take a nice deep dive into the world of dental care from a consumer's perspective. So whether you're looking to brighten that smile or protect your wallet, we've got you covered with practical advice and the latest insights. So stick around as we uncover the secrets to maintaining both your dental health and also your finances. Dr. Yudelman, welcome once again.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me back.
So today, the myths and realities of wisdom teeth. Let's get into it. What are some common myths about wisdom teeth, and what are the facts that then debunk these myths?
Oh, that's a great question. So first of all, one of the myths is everyone has wisdom teeth. And the fact is not everyone develops wisdom teeth. We often see patients that don't have any wisdom teeth, and then other people have one, or sometimes we even see patients that have got all four wisdom teeth plus an extra tooth called a supernumerary. So you can even have five or six wisdom teeth. So if you were born without wisdom teeth, then you're very lucky. The other one is that wisdom teeth always need to be removed. So that's not true at all. A lot of patients we see have space and their wisdom teeth come in and they're able to keep their wisdom teeth clean and they use them for chewing and they function normally. So I don't like to refer patients to get their wisdom teeth out just because they've got wisdom teeth. I do have a few rules of thumb that we'll probably cover later today, but removal is only necessary if they're causing pain or if they're impacted or if they could lead to other dental complications. And the last myth that's probably one of my favorites is the myth that wisdom teeth cause crowding of the front teeth. And there are a lot of studies now to show that wisdom teeth do not exert enough pressure to cause shifting of your front teeth. We see that shifting around the same age that the wisdom teeth come in. So between age 18 and 21, people naturally have shifting. Even if they had their wisdom teeth out when they were 17, those lower front teeth can still shift with or without wisdom teeth. And getting your wisdom teeth out to avoid the crowding is definitely a myth. And some dentists listening to this might disagree with me, but I'm here for the consumer, not to protect the dental profession. I'm not here to knock any other dentists, and people should always listen to whatever their own dentist tells them. So, and also you can Google this. I use Perplexity and look up only published articles, not what people have on their websites.
Dr. Yudelman, when should one consider having their wisdom teeth removed? How do you know?
So most people know when a wisdom tooth is giving trouble because generally we see it when people are going in for their matric exams around that age or in first year or second year university when you're under stress. So maybe a wisdom tooth is poking in. Often it's a lower wisdom tooth that's poking through the gum and it's taking its time coming in. And then if you take an x-ray, that wisdom tooth is actually tilted forward and there's not enough space for the wisdom tooth. The wisdom tooth, the gum around the wisdom tooth would get very irritated. It's called a pericoronitis, and it can actually turn into a very serious infection. So the very first time you get a pericoronitis, the dentist can prescribe a warm salt water rinse or a medicated mouthwash. And if your face is swollen or you can't open your mouth, if you've left it a little bit too long, we often will give Augmentin or amoxicillin. And if that doesn't work on its own, we'll give other antibiotics. And then if you keep it very clean, you can wait until after exams or until it flares up the next time. But if that tooth is not going to come in on its own, that would be a good time to get a panoramic x-ray or in some cases even a CBCT, which is a 3D x-ray. At OptiSmile, if we do a panoramic x-ray and we see impacted wisdom teeth, we'll go ahead and take a CBCT. It's a 3,500 rand x-ray. we do these at no charge because the patient has already had one x-ray, so we don't like to charge for both of them, but we want to see where the wisdom teeth are and whether we do need to refer them. So as I say, you'll get pain and discomfort, gum inflammation, your gums will be red, swollen or infected behind your last molar. And sometimes it will be on an x-ray, the dentist would see a cyst or something that is affected the wisdom tooth, which would definitely mean that it needs to come out. And there are times where this can affect the nerve in the jawbone and lead to other problems.
Why is it often recommended to remove wisdom teeth that aren't currently causing problems?
Generally, so if a patient, the rule of thumb that I've been using, and I've been in practice for over 40 years now, in fact, 41 years, is if wisdom teeth are very impacted, they're completely covered in bone, and the patient is over the age of 30 and the tooth has never given problems and looks like it will never give a problem, there's no sign of any cysts starting, I'll generally tell the patients that we'll monitor this, we'll take an x-ray every 3 to 5 years and not recommend that they have these teeth out. If a person has had one or two episodes with one or more wisdom teeth, and it looks like the other wisdom teeth are going to give problems in the future and they're younger, I will try and refer them as early as possible. When I was practicing in the US and Australia, we were referring patients for wisdom teeth extractions as young as 16 or 17. I tend to see, since I've been back in South Africa for 10 years, is we getting patients that are already 27, 28, and they've had a number of flare-ups, or the bone around the wisdom tooth or the second molar is being destroyed by the wisdom tooth. And so we would always refer those. Generally, the younger you are, the quicker the recovery. So by younger, I mean under 30, but a 20-year-old will recover quicker than a 25-year-old in general. And also, it's less complicated surgery. If you remove a wisdom tooth before the roots are fully developed, then it's a much simpler surgical process. And the tooth is almost got like a little sac around it. And I tell patients it's like a watermelon seed. It just wants to pop out. And if you see an oral surgeon or if a general dentist does a lot of wisdom teeth, it can be done quite quickly and easily.
What are the potential risks or complications associated with leaving your wisdom teeth in place?
So thanks for that. So infection and decay. So wisdom teeth are very hard to reach and clean, which can lead to decay and gum disease. So often I'll see a patient where the whole mouth is very clean and their teeth are perfect. There's no cavities, but they struggle to keep a partially erupted or a wisdom tooth right at the back, say on the upper, that's come in a little bit crooked. They struggle to keep that clean and they get a bad taste or smell. There's some gum disease there. And we find when the patient gets that wisdom tooth out, or if there's more than one, they get them out, their whole mouth is much easier to clean and their breath is fresher. Often on a lower wisdom tooth that's leaning forward, we'll find, well, not that often, but certainly maybe once or twice a year, I'll see a patient that comes in where the dentist has left a wisdom tooth alone and food gets stuck on the lower between the wisdom tooth and the second molar. And the root of the second molar gets a cavity. And sometimes the patient can end up with a root canal or even losing a perfectly good second molar. You know, cysts and tumors are not that common, but it is something that can happen. And also damage to adjacent teeth. You know, if you leave wisdom teeth in place and you wait too long and you get it out when they eventually do give a lot of problems, when you're 50 or 60, there's more chance of damage to your nerve when the surgeon takes the tooth out. Every dentist has got their own guidelines or philosophy, depending on what courses they've taken and what journals they've read. I would recommend that anytime someone is looking at having any type of surgery, that you get more than one opinion. If you have a general dentist that recommends taking out the wisdom teeth and he wants to do it himself, you know, sometimes getting a second opinion from an oral surgeon isn't a bad idea. If the oral surgeon says yes, they need to come out, then at least that's two opinions right there. I don't want to upset too many dentists by sprouting too many of my own philosophies on that. So I think let's leave it at that.
Is it best to have wisdom teeth removed under general anesthesia or local anesthesia? And what factors influence this decision?
So let's say, for instance, you've got lower impacted wisdom teeth, meaning they're leaning forward or they're leaning backwards and there's not enough space. And it's going to be quite a job for the oral surgeon to remove those two teeth. And the upper wisdom teeth will then also need to be removed because they will just keep growing down and cause gum issues or cavities like what we discussed. So if you're going to be considering getting four wisdom teeth out, my general advice would be to go to an oral surgeon and get them done under general anesthesia in the hospital. If you're on medical aid, they generally will cover the procedure as an in-hospital procedure. You get better coverage. It ends up being a lot cheaper. If you get it done in a dentist chair, it's a lot of numbing and a lot of unpleasant drilling and removing of bone and suturing. This is the type of stuff. It was me, myself. You know, I got my wisdom teeth out when I was in second year dental school, and I think I was knocked out for all of about 20 minutes. And once you're out, the oral surgeon can go to work and do a very good job. If you're awake, and it will definitely take longer if you're awake. And as I say, lots of injections. And even with the numbing, it can still be unpleasant. But if you're in your 20s or 30s and you've got just one wisdom tooth that's partially erupted, or maybe it's an upper wisdom tooth that's over erupting, maybe you had your bottom ones out or they're fully impacted, it can be quite a straightforward and simple procedure to just get one wisdom tooth numbed and to get it pulled out in a traditional fashion. So it varies from case to case. Generally, as I say, I think for me, the best thing is to get a general anesthetic. That's what I would always advise, or in most cases.
Mm. And doctor, can the removal of wisdom teeth improve one's oral health, or is this purely a preventative measure?
I definitely think it can improve your health. If you've got wisdom teeth that are very, very difficult to clean, they already have, they bleed when the hygienist cleans your teeth. You can't floss them. Maybe you've already had a filling in a wisdom tooth and now the filling is broken or fallen out because the dentist struggles to get all the way back there. Even with a microscope, sometimes we can barely see all the way back to the back of the mouth to fill a cavity in a wisdom tooth. You generally wouldn't get a root canal or a crown on a wisdom tooth. We're talking about where there's not enough space. If somebody's got perfectly erupted wisdom teeth that are in perfect alignment and you've got your first, second, and third molars and you're chewing on them, we definitely would recommend, you know, hanging on to them and keeping them as long as possible. But the cases that I've spoken about is there's a real benefit to removing them sooner rather than later if they're not going to stay there for the rest of your life and they're going to give you problems when you're older. When I practiced in America, I had a lot of patients in their 70s and 80s. And back in those days, in 1989, 1990, most people who were in their 70s were on blood thinners and they'd had a bypass or some kind of heart issues, or patients that had breast cancer or some other kind of skin cancer, been on chemotherapy. People's health back in the 90s wasn't as good as it is now. And a wisdom tooth that you've kept your whole life and you managed to keep clean now all of a sudden can become a life-threatening problem, because if you're on blood thinners to prevent strokes or heart attacks, you have to stop the blood thinners. You know, I think this type of thing is best to do while you're fit and healthy, if you need it, if you need to have it done at all.
And then finally, Dr. Udelman, what should patients expect during and after the removal of wisdom teeth? Can you give us a nice heads up there what we can expect?
So it varies from person to person. Generally, if your lower wisdom teeth are impacted, depending on the severity of the impaction, the dentist or the oral surgeon would be able to advise you how much pain or swelling to expect. Sometimes we don't expect patients to have pain or swelling, and they have a big reaction and they can look like a chipmunk for 2 or 3 days afterwards. And other times patients can get their wisdom teeth out on a Thursday and they, you know, they in their early 20s, they can be out partying with their mates by Saturday. It's not generally recommended after a general anesthetic. You should take it easy, but we have seen that. Personally, myself, I was fine a few days later. Both of my daughters had their wisdom teeth out, and they both had quite severe swelling. They were in bed for a couple of days with ice packs. The oral surgeon generally would prescribe strong painkillers. Personally, I don't like things that have codeine or these addictive type of painkillers that they have shows on Netflix. I think one was called Painkiller. I like patients to take ibuprofen and Panado alternating. And I think for most cases, that works very, very well. You take ibuprofen with food and you try and eat and drink as much as you can after your wisdom teeth are out. You rinse with warm salt water or you use a chlorhexidine mouthwash for a few days. And the swelling and the pain goes away quite quickly. Most people, if you get them out on a Thursday or Friday, you can be back at school or work on a Monday in most cases. And as I said, if you're getting a general anesthetic, it might take 20 minutes to an hour to take all the wisdom teeth out. If you're getting it done in the chair and you're getting injections, it could take much longer.
And that's another edition of Save Your Money, Save Your Teeth. Dr. Udeman, as always, a big thank you to you for sharing your expertise with us.
Well, thank you. And I guess in this case, it's save your money and don't save your wisdom teeth if you're going to give you trouble.
That's it. Absolutely. And also, thank you to our listeners for tuning in. And remember, while we strive to provide valuable insights, always just consult with your own dental professional for advice tailored to your personal health. Also, don't forget to subscribe for more enlightening discussions. And then join us again next week as we continue to explore the fascinating intersection of dental health and financial savvy. Until then, keep smiling and taking great care of your teeth.
Discover the world of dental excellence with OptiSmile. Join us for a weekly podcast featuring Dr. Clifford Udelman, a seasoned expert with 40 years of dental experience across 4 continents. Gain unique insights and expert dental advice by visiting optismile.co.za for articles that illuminate the path to optimal oral health. If you're seeking unparalleled dental care in Cape Town, get in touch with OptiSmile or book directly online on optismile.co.za. OptiSmile, where global expertise meets local care.